Welcome back to What's Up, Cuz. How do your boys feel about their sister having a boyfriend?
But I would be doing the same thing!
You don't get along with me, there's a problem.
Your family's opinion matters. Buddy had unexpected foot surgery.
If you like the guy, go talk to him.
That's probably the advice I would have gave too, I have to say. No, not at all. I raised her well, yeah. Erica.
You made a good call.
That's how I would approach it.
She gets the days, I get the nights.
Before she goes, I want to answer this first.
Hey everybody, welcome back to What's Up, Cuz. I am your co-host, Erica Spira.
And I'm Lisa Velastro.
And we have another guest for you guys this week.
Oh yeah.
Coming to the podcast for the first time, we have Sophia Velastro.
Hi.
Hello. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
We're so excited we could get you before you went back to school.
I know, yeah. Really cutting it close before I get back another month, I think, before
Less
I go
than
back.
A month, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Just about a month before I go back to school.
Excited? How you feel?
I'm excited. We just moved into my apartment, so got all my furniture, got all that settled.
Well, that's my update for the week.
Oh, yeah?
We spent this week moving Sophia into a brand new apartment
okay.
that she will be living in for the next 3 years.
More, yep.
Better than the dorm?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, dorm living, listen, everyone has to experience it.
Yeah.
You have to say you did it.
Yeah.
But it's a little rough, you know, communal bathrooms, sharing a bathroom with like 20 kids. It's a lot.
Oh, you had the 20 kids bathroom?
Yeah. So obviously my floor was co-ed. So the boys and girls each had their own bathroom.
Yeah.
But somehow my floor was more girl populated than boy populated. And
well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. well, sharing a bathroom with all them isn't.
Yeah. No. She experienced it. She did a really great job at it. And now she has a beautiful apartment that we furnished and decorated. And, you know, it's hers for the next 3 years.
Ready to go? You going to throw a couple parties? Or
we'll see. A few here and there. But definitely going to relax and be used to having my own room again and not have to deal with people on the dorm floor because I slept with my soundproof headphones every night.
Really? Mm-hmm. That loud?
Well, the one thing you don't know about Sophia, Erica, is that she needs her sleep.
I do.
Yeah.
I really do.
She's the type of girl that her friends would be over in my house and come like 10 o'clock and she's like, peace out, I'm going to bed. I'm like, your friends are here. That's okay. They know where everything is. That's her response. They know where everything
is.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I need my sleep.
Good for you.
She likes to sleep. She does get up early though in the morning. I have to say she's an early bird. But she needs to go to bed at a decent time at night, or she's just not a very pleasant person to be around.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Oh, I agree. Yeah,
what
she's
kind of,
right.
What kind of classes you take? You take the 8 a.m. or the later?
First semester, I got stuck with the 8 a.m.s. Freshmen kind of get the lovely pick of the end, but this semester I have it. My earliest one is 9:45, I think.
That's not bad at all.
And I'm off on Fridays, so I have one class Mondays, two Tuesdays and Thursdays. 1 5-hour lab on Wednesday and then no Friday classes.
Yeah. That's not bad at all.
No, I like
jealous.
That schedule, yeah.
Yeah, I miss having Fridays off. That's pretty nice.
There you go.
And then I saw you you joined a sorority.
Yes, I did. I'm in Sigma Kappa, finally. The new member period's like over, so I'm like officially in, could wear the letters, could do all that. So
what was the hardest part about joining, would you say?
Honestly, it wasn't the hardest part. It was just when you're in one, the new member stuff, every hour they're saying, oh, fill this out. You got to do this. You got to be at this event at this time. It was so confusing for those 8 weeks that we just were, my whole pledge class, were like, what are we supposed to do? And we would ask the same questions because we all didn't know. Like, are we doing this right? Are we not? Like, what's the big deal? So that was the most like challenging part, was like seeing, oh, what had to be due at this time, what we had to write, what excuse for this like we had to use, and like find our way and navigate through. But we adjusted.
Yeah, I think it was a great year. I think she had a great year. You know, I'm happy she had a great year. I hear horror stories. But no, she did great. We're very proud of her. And now, you know, she's gonna be in her single life living. Well, I shouldn't say single life, but living in her own apartment on her own.
Yeah.
I mean, I was living on my own in the dorm.
Yeah, but you're talking a 6x12 room. Now you have like an apartment with 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, a kitchen. You're going to be cooking for yourself.
I have my binder. Don't worry.
Yeah, Sophia's been writing down recipes as I'm cooking.
Oh, really?
She stands next to me and watches and writes everything down.
It's good to know how to cook a few things because like you'll crave that food.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Even like the smallest things, like my Auntie Anna, mm-hmm. my grandmother. I'll crave the way she made tuna fish. It's like the most simple thing, but like I'll sometimes wake up being like, I just want her tuna fish. So that's so helpful.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, I have my binder, I have all my recipes and so each cute. One that I learn, I type it out and then write it. So like the recipe she taught me, it's like 35 steps, but it's like the simple ones, like put the spoon in the sink, change the spoon. Like it's the simple thing so I don't forget and I don't.
Yeah, she's talking about the chicken fajitas I make. I'm like really big on, you know, contamination and raw chicken. I'm like, once you use this spoon for the raw chicken, put it in the sink and get a clean one.
Yeah, you can't.
So I have like all her steps that. And like some of it's like, oh, salt lightly and then stir. Then stir again. So it's just like simple steps, but so I don't mess up because honestly, I can't cook.
Out of all my children,
really?
She never took interest in it, but now she has no choice. So I'm very proud that she's taken initiative and learning because, you know, who wants to eat out every day? I know I don't.
Yeah,
you know, I know that's the living right now and I know that's what a lot of people do, but listen, I can't.
I just don't feel as good if I do.
Yeah.
It's like convenient and it's fun, but it's like, most every place is salt and butter. That's just on everything.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, her first year, I used to make everything, freeze it and send it over to her. This next 3 years, she's going to be cooking on her own.
Yeah? No frozen meals?
No, I mean, I'll still have them, but in the dorm.
Like, I'm taking some. I feel like I'm taking some.
In the dorm, I have a very, you're living miniature. You have a mini fridge. I actually bought a second freezer to store my meals because that's all I ate. I didn't go to the cafeteria. I didn't like.
Oh, really? Was it bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much every school.
I'm pretty sure your friends were dipping in on the chicken cutlets I made too, though.
Oh, yeah. They call my room the restaurant room because they go, you have food? I go, yeah, you want it? I go, here.
See? Goes to show you she was fed very well this past year.
I would have that too. I'd come with a bet. My parent mom would go to my basketball game and she'd give me a bag to take on the bus.
Yeah.
It'd be the best. Yeah, everyone else is eating pizza and I'm like, no, don't worry about it. I got some chicken over here. I'm good.
Obviously, I'll still have the pre-cooked meals, but it's a lot harder when you're in the dorm because I couldn't have, like, I wasn't allowed a toaster. I wasn't allowed, like, the electrical stuff. I wasn't even allowed to bring an air fryer. So if I wasn't allowed to bring, like, anything, it's, like, hard. And the communal kitchen, it was not the best. And I wouldn't want to be using the pots and pans that, like, everyone else uses.
Yeah, we're very particular about our stuff. Like, we our things.
Yeah, I would be too. But I love that you were like, you can't even bring an air fryer. I'm like, that didn't even exist
when I was in college.
I cook out of the air fryer. That's 99% of the meals. Mm-hmm. I could cook cookies in there. I could cook meals.
No offense, Sophia. It makes it dummy proof.
Oh, it is.
All my friends that can't cook, then they get an air fryer. 100%. Like, I'm making wings. Like, they're making, like, everything.
Air fryer is just nice. It's nice and simple. It's very nice. I have one for my apartment. I can't wait to start using it.
That's good. All right. Good for you. So I have to say, we got an email that did have a question about your boyfriend.
Yes.
That now we've all met. You've had him around for the summer. How did you guys meet?
We met in economics class. So we both had the same class together. And he passed the class. I still passed, but he passed with a higher grade.
So he's smart.
She was like, "Oh, that's a good sign." You're like,
and
with you.
He noticed on my laptop I have a sticker that says, "I'm not yelling, I'm Italian," with like an Italian flag in the background.
My God, really?
So then he came up to me after class one day and was like, "Can I have your snap?" That's the new way of.
Oh, that's your number.
That's like how you ask for your number.
Snapchat now. It's Snapchat. Not like, you know, can I have your phone numbers? Can I have your snap?
Yeah.
It's all new lingo to me too. Yeah.
Well, my generation was, can I get your Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, but now it's Snapchat. Yeah.
Okay.
And then he texted me and he said, let's go get food. Obviously, I'm not going to go say no to food. So we went.
But that's a proper date.
We went to the Italian place on Main Street in Delaware and it was good.
And they've been together ever since.
Yep.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yep.
That's
His
so
name
cute.
Is Anthony, and we like him. You know, he Very comes nice. Around, and we look forward to getting to know him a little bit more.
Yeah, I know. I was like, he has a big family, too, I'm guessing.
Yeah, his mom's side is a lot bigger. So. Yeah.
But I could tell when I met him, I like saw his face. He's like, another one. I was like, yes, another person you have to kiss. Hello, Anthony. But
yes, he no, he's nice. Getting used to it. He's like, oh, so this is this era. I'm like, yeah, you're getting used to it. Don't worry.
Yeah, you know, we're a very big family and overwhelming. So mm-hmm. it's a lot of names, a lot of different people, who belongs with who. So it's going to, you know, take a while to warm up and get to know us a little bit more. But we're a big, happy Italian family, too.
I know. Well, what's nice about if you date another Italian person, they're not so surprised at all the family events that you get invited to. And that's the thing of like, I just have friends that I've brought and they're like, what is this? Where are we going? Weren't you just in Jersey? I'm like, yes. Like, it's another grad party. It's a this. And they're like,
another birthday.
They're like, and you get invited? I'm like, yeah, we all get invited.
Yeah. Yes. It's the thing. It's what we do.
We all get invited. But it's shocking to other people. They're
it
like,
is.
I see my family at Christmas. And I'm like, my mom would die if that was the only time.
Exactly.
She saw us.
Yeah, no, we are together on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
And, you know, we love it. We all grew up together and that's the way it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think it makes having kids easier.
Yeah.
If you have a little bit of help. I know she missed you, even.
Yeah, I missed my mom when I was at college. The first semester I came home, every 2 weeks?
Yeah. That was the beauty of being so close, was that, you know, she could come home whenever, basically, she wanted.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, with her having her own apartment this year, she might want to stay there a little bit more.
I was gonna say, suddenly a guy asked for your Snapchat and then you weren't coming home anymore, Sophia.
No, a sorority took over my life. It is very demanding when you have to be there and at what time, and I love it. I've met my roommates through it, so it has its good and it has its bad, but it's definitely like something that I enjoyed going to, and hopefully now that I'm a sophomore, the demands will like settle down a little bit and it won't be as hectic with like all the new information that
she's really good at managing her time. So I think she'll do just great. And I think sorority life is great also, because I do believe that you meet your closest friends, your life friends, through there.
Yeah.
So I'm so happy she did. And, you know, she'll remember this in the future, because I do believe that the friends that she has met and will meet will be lifelong friends.
Yeah, I played sports, so I had, like, my sports team is kind of like my sorority. Yeah. And what's nice is, like, every year there's new people that come.
Yeah.
Because you always miss the people that leave. And it's the same thing. It's like, you just, I don't know, naturally you make a bond. But it's like my sister sorority, my other cousin's sorority, they loved it.
It's definitely an adjustment, but I got so used to it. And honestly, it makes, like, oh, you're going to go to this? Let's go together. Like, you know, like, it makes you find your friends and like open up to the school. Like, it doesn't seem as big to me anymore because I know people in the sororities and like
I have another friends. Place to hang out.
I have friends in the sororities, so like it helps make the school a little smaller and a little like not who are you again,
right? I was gonna say, what's y'all over at, like 20,000?
Yeah, 18,000. Yeah, just about.
It's good size. It's big.
Yeah.
Pretty
big from where she came from.
Right. All right, so we got two emails we'll go through today that I thought would fit Sophia very well that we got from people. So, all right, the first one, and by the way, if you guys want to email us, send us an email at whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. That's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. All right, so this one's called Sophia and Buddy Jr. Dear Cuz, I love your podcast and appreciate your authenticity. I look forward to hearing from you and your cousin every week. God bless you both. Some questions for you. First one. How do your boys feel about their sister having a boyfriend? Has it changed the dynamic in your family this summer?
Well, I have to say, I think my boys, I think they were very respectful when they met Anthony.
They were.
You know, it was the first boy that ever came around.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know Anthony's very shy. I don't know if this is new to my boys, which it is. I don't know if they know really how to approach it, but Marco is more my funny guy, more my jokester.
Marco has one lines.
Yeah,
like,
he's a one-liner type of kid. Yeah. Like, he knows how to break the ice, kind of.
All right.
And I think he's been breaking the ice, getting closer with Anthony.
Yeah.
Buddy is more reserved.
Yeah.
And more quiet and laid back. So my boys definitely like Anthony, because of course I'm going to ask them, what do you think of his boyfriend, you know? They definitely like him. I just think that it's going to be a little bit more for Buddy to get closer with somebody just because of his personality.
Yeah.
But they do. They like him. I think they get along.
But so they weren't super like trying to pull the kind of little bit scary, a little intimidate.
Listen, they tried throwing those. Not with Anthony directly.
They tried, but me and my brothers, me and Buddy and Marco, we're very, I won't let them kind of fight their way. If they have something to say,
they're very open with each other. Let's put it that way. They're very open with each other. And if they're thinking it, trust me, you're going to know it.
Right. Or you feel like, or they're like, if there was a problem, she would tell us.
Exactly.
And vice versa.
Exactly.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, also, it probably helps that you're the oldest.
Yeah.
That's a little like, come on.
Yeah, but even though she's the oldest, she's still the girl.
I know.
Yeah. So the boys feel like they have to overpower that.
A little bit.
A little bit.
But it's nice. It feels nice.
Yeah.
You know, you want a little protection.
They're taking care of her.
Yeah. Not bad. All right. One more email here. Okay. This one is called Canceled My Daughter's Date. All right. Story's a little bit long, so bear with me, guys.
Okay.
Okay. Dear Lisa and Erica, love the podcast. I am a single dad and have been for 11 years. And I recently upset my daughter, and I want to get your opinion on the situation. My daughter is 14, and she's a great kid. Really makes me proud. But as the teen years have come, we've certainly had our fair share of disagreements, mainly over grades and clothes. Unfortunately, she is now interested in boys, and they aren't interested in her. Normally, when she says she has a date, I'm fine. I meet the kid, they go on their way, that's kind of my rule. I don't do a goofy, if you don't have my daughter home at 9, on the nose, I'm coming hunting for you, big, scary dad speech. I just want to meet the kid so I can put a face to the name. A few days ago, she said a guy named Vince asked her out. Fine. Well, Friday night came and my daughter tells me he's not good at talking to parents and doesn't like to do it. I said he could use tonight as practice for talking to parents. She said that he doesn't have to do anything he doesn't want to do. I said, well, if he's not going to meet me, she's not going on the date. I got a foot stomp and a that's not fair. I told her I wasn't being overbearing, just want to meet the kid before she goes out with him. She told me she was going to do whatever she wanted. I told her, nope, text this guy that the date is canceled and go to her room. She started crying. She texted him that she had to cancel, told me she hated me, ran up to her room and slammed the door a few times. So, was I wrong to make her cancel the date? And if not, how can I make my daughter understand and not hate me anymore? Any advice is appreciated.
I have a ton of advice for that one.
Yeah, woo! I'm just...
Definitely a ton of advice for that one.
I'm curious, though. Daughter perspective.
Oh, Let me answer that first. Before she goes, I want to answer this first.
No? Okay.
First and foremost, good for you for putting your foot down.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. My kids have their friends here 24/7. Regardless of boyfriend and girlfriend, whoever enters my home, it is a respectful thing to say hello, goodbye, and introduce yourself. To me, that means a lot.
Yep.
No matter how old you are, no matter who you are, if she's saying that this kid just doesn't talk to parents, well, guess what? Put your big boy pants on, because if you're old enough to date, then you're old enough to talk to parents.
Yeah.
So I give you major props for telling your daughter she had to cancel that date. And if she really likes this boy, then she will turn around and tell him, in order to go on a date, you need to come and meet my dad. And if he really likes her, then he really will do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel. And let's take it a step further. We're talking 14-year-olds here. I mean, listen, I know it gets younger and younger each year, but 14?
14, that's what, freshman? That's a freshman in
high school. That's going into freshman year. Yeah. So I'm sorry, you're getting ready to prepare for the real world, then you better come some say hello to these parents or, you know, this dad, because that's the respectful thing to do. And yeah, she stomped and she ran up the stairs and she slammed the door. No problem. Everyone's angry in the beginning. But how to approach it now, the way I would approach it is, you know, let it rest for a day. Sometimes kids need a day to cool down. I know when Sophia and I have our confrontation, I turn around to her most of the time and say, come talk to me when you're ready to talk to me with respect, because I don't deserve this.
Yeah.
So, and then we come around and we talk to each other. I believe in talking to your child, because just saying no, they're going to do it anyway, and they're going to do it behind your back. So I think that you should sit down with her as an adult, because people who date are becoming adults, and say, I love you very much. I don't ask for much. I let you do whatever you'd like to do. But there's certain things that you have to do for me too. It's a two-way street. And I want you to date people and I want you to go out and have a good time. But this is what I need you to do for me. Mm-hmm. And if she still doesn't understand it, then maybe she needs a couple more days to think about it.
Yeah.
That's how I would approach it.
Yeah. I mean, when I first read this story, my gut feeling was like, this guy is probably older. Like, I was like, this doesn't sound like a kid in her grade. I felt like it was all an excuse. That it was like, yeah, the dad doesn't want her to see him because he might see him and go, what are you doing with a 14-year-old girl?
Maybe. Situation. I didn't think of that way. Yeah.
But I was like, that would be my red flag as a mm-hmm. parent, especially a dad being like, yeah. I know my girl is 14. She's a freshman. And say it's a senior. You're both in high school. Fine. You can date. Fine. But like, there's just something sketchy about someone being like, I don't want to meet your dad. It's like, why? What's my dad going to see that like I can't see? Or any of my parents.
See, I just assumed they were the same age, but you're thinking outside the box.
It sounded like, you know, he kind of gave this weird excuse to her because I don't buy it. I'm like, yeah. I don't. We all go to each other's friend's house. How do you not just say hi
to
someone sense. Who's there, you know? So mm-hmm. I'm like, there's something sketchy going on. I feel the guy is hiding and I think he might be older.
Maybe
that it's like,
but I'm curious to hear my daughter's take on this one.
Yeah,
I agree with you. I mean, I've had my group of friends from high school and mm-hmm. even my friends from college. I don't go upstairs until they go and say hi to you.
Mm-hmm.
Even if,
well, what would you do in this situation?
Yeah,
if a boy, you. If you were 14, now
you have to meet my parents.
Okay, and if he says no, what are you gonna say?
Bye.
Oh, there you go. Very simple. See, there you go. I raised her well, yeah. Erica.
Because you don't think this is crazy that he was like, no, I have to meet him.
No, not at all.
I didn't think so. I was
and that's from a 19-year-old's perspective. So I'm not coming that far off.
Yeah, I mean, do you want the real truth of like when I first read this email too? A thing I thought of was like, I have gone out with guys as an adult that like did weird stuff, where mm-hmm. I was like, who raised you? Kind of. And I've literally thought to myself, like, you know, I think some of these guys I've gone out with that did not act respectfully, I literally have thought if they had to pick me up and meet my parents before taking me out, I think they would have acted better. Like, maybe, I've weirdly had that thought before of like, I wonder if this mm-hmm. was, if I lived at home and you lived at home, would you behave like this?
Exactly.
And almost weirdly, it is almost this like, hey, there's people that like, it's not even that people that care about you, like, obviously you'd assume that, but mm-hmm. I'm like, there is something to like meeting the parent. Yeah. And it kind of puts people on better behavior, I would like to think.
Definitely.
Yeah, I agree. It's a respectful thing to do. And growing up in an Italian household, like, that's what you did. In any household, you went.
Yeah,
you
said I don't hello. Think it's just Italian. I think it's just a respectful thing to do in general.
You just go, you say hello, like, you say,
introduce yourself.
And you say goodbye. Like, I know I always did that when I went to my friend's house. Mm-hmm. They do it when they come here. Like, I go say hello. Like,
oh yeah,
I would if be they like, forget, I say you gotta go say hello to both my parents.
I'm oh like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or there'd be times I'd be like at the kitchen table with the parents talking, and I'd get a text from my friends like, "Are you here?" And
I'm
like, "Yeah, I'm upstairs. I'm talking to your parents.
Exactly.
I didn't make it to the basement yet. Yeah. I'm taking a minute. You know, I'm like, they're feeding me. I don't know. Like, I'm just trying to be nice.
It's just the right thing to do.
Yeah, because there was like a door that you could enter my mm-hmm. Basement growing up. And occasionally a friend of mine or my brothers would like just come down the back door. Mm-hmm. And then when they would leave, my parents would be like, when'd they get here?
Yeah.
And they would always kind of hate that kid. They'd be like, I don't like that kid. They didn't come in. They didn't say hi. They're sneaky. Like, it all of a sudden was all these things. And didn't disagree with them.
Yeah. No, definitely not. Definitely not. Definitely he did the right thing. And again, talk to her. You know, the more open you are with your kids, the more communication you have, the better off it's going to be. And she'll come around. Trust me. She will definitely come around.
Yeah. Especially when it's like, man, the alternative is he could just not let you date at all.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he has the right at 14.
Yeah, he could be like, yeah, you're 14. You know. It, you know.
So, but, props to you.
Yeah. I agree with this, man. I think you made a good call.
Exactly.
So, thank you for emailing in. If any of you guys want to send us a question, email us at whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. That's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. And if you're listening and you want to watch us, you can check these episodes out on YouTube. Look us up at whatsupcuzpod. Thank you again for coming on, Sophia.
Thanks Sophia. For having me.
Thank you for doing this.
Till next time.
We'll see you next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.